Well, welcome back, my brothers and sisters out around the nation and around the world. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLamb program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA. Once again, welcome back, all those listening out there on this Sunday. Sometimes it's Sunday morning here on the East Coast. It's Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. And on the West Coast, it's 3 hours later. Okay? So it's not Sunday morning on the West Coast, or East Coast, that is. And in other parts of the world, of course, it's days difference. I know in Australia, it's one day difference because I was invited down there to speak to their police and soldiers. And then to New Zealand to speak to their police and soldiers a few years back. And I was surprised because they were one day different than we are. But, of course, now if during my days in the Vietnam War, I knew that it was different days across the earth in different time zones. So, anyway, welcome, everybody. It's Sunday here in the USA. And I wanted to take some time this morning to talk about Veterans Day. Very important Veterans Day, folks. We here at our two police and military associations, one of them Police and Military Against the New World Order, and the other one Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues, we are excited about Veterans Day for a number of reasons. It's really strange. Yesterday I was out to lunch with a World War II veteran, a Vietnam veteran myself, and a Gulf War veteran, my wife, Angie, okay, 22 years in the military, Gulf War veteran in the first Gulf War, poisoned by our government and almost died, as 14,000 of our fellow soldiers did die from being poisoned by our government in the first Gulf War. But my wife, praise the Lord, didn't die. She was helped as she was near death by a Christian family in Tucson, Arizona, who took her in and started purifying her blood, her kidneys, and the gallbladder, everything, and got the poisons out that the government had put in her with the anthrax shots and the squalene and the other poisons that were in the anthrax shots. But she has watched over these years, since 1991, 14 plus thousands of her brothers and sisters die, and she's still got some problems with the Gulf War sickness herself. All the poisons we were not able to get out of her body at this time. She had cancer last year. Praise God she survived the breast cancer. But anyway, Veterans Day means a lot to us. My wife and I and all of us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and Police and Military Against the New World Order. So please put up with me for a while here as I talk about Veterans Day. Now, again today, we were heartbroken and very angry to see these Antichrist Satanists like Bush and Cheney out celebrating before our good soldiers Veterans Day, when they are the absolute evil that's perpetuating the death of thousands of our brothers and sisters for political reasons.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is
telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Hey folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam. And before you call in today, let me do a little bit on Veterans Day here, because we want to honor our soldiers out there across the land, and also those that have died in these Illuminati Antichrist wars that were planned back in the 1700s, 1800s, the First World War, Second World War, Korean War, Vietnam War, Gulf War, and then the Third World War that's coming up. So we do want to honor these brothers and sisters. I was in during the Vietnam War, and I knew nothing. I thought that my president was not lying to me, of course. I believed my president when he said we had to go kill little Oriental people in a land I couldn't even find on the map to save America. Well, it was a lie, absolute lie, as it's a lie today that we got to go kill Arabs and Muslims to save America from terrorism. The terrorists are right there in Washington, D.C., in the White House and in the Pentagon. But back to the subject matter here. It does make me angry and makes a lot of vets angry that know how evil and how uncaring the President of the United States, who is really Vice President Cheney, and then boy George Bush hate the military, except to be used to obtain great wealth for them and great power for them. Otherwise, they hate the military, and we can prove that by what they've done to the Veterans Administration and not allowing any but about 5% of our 6 soldiers to get benefits through the Veterans Administration. Only about 5% get benefits. And they're using the money that the veterans need to take care of their injuries and sicknesses that they're bringing back from Iraq and Afghanistan to fight and get ready for the war in Iran and Syria now. Instead of spending it on the vets who need treatment, they're spending it on getting ready for the war in Iran and Syria and then Saudi Arabia and on and on and on. But anyway, I want to take you back to 1871 and back up what I'm saying here, that all of these wars have been planned by the international criminal elite, and they are Satanists at the very top. And Albert Pike, who was the grand commander of the Freemasons here in America, probably the best well-known and most successful working for Satan through the Freemasons, had this to say in 1871 in a letter to Giuseppe Mazzini. I have a hard time with that name, Mazzini, in Italy, who died in 1872. But Albert Pike got a letter to him in 1871, and this is what he said, that to Mazzini, Giuseppe Mazzini, he proposed three world wars needed to be accomplished for the Illuminati's purpose, the Illuminati and also meaning the Freemasons, which are tied in together. Albert Pike, the Grand Commander of Freemasons, said this: the First World War must be brought about in order to permit the Illuminati to overthrow the power of the Tsars in Russia. By the way, the Tsars in Russia at that time were Christians, and you had a Christian nation there in Russia, and they had to kill the Christian Tsar and his family, and killed 60 million Christians over there in Russia in 1917. They finally accomplished it. But anyway, First World War was going to set them up for that, okay? He said the First World War must be brought about in order to permit the Illuminati to overthrow the power of the Tsars in Russia and of making that country a fortress of atheist communism. So they were going to start communism, the Freemasons and the Illuminati. The divergences caused by the agents of the Illuminati between the British and Germanic empires will be used to foment this war. Notice, folks, this is a letter in 1871, and Albert Pike is already talking about the Satanist Illuminati. And the Freemasons already planned this war between the British and the Germanic Empire, okay, the German Empire. At the end of the war, communism will be built and used in order to destroy the other governments and in order to weaken the religions of the world. Yes, they built communism, folks. The Second World War, by the way, before we leave the First World War, notice that this is exactly what happened in the First World War. Albert Pike was correct. It was planned and carried out exactly as the Illuminati, the Satanists, planned it. Okay, the Second World War must be fomented, he said, by taking advantage of the differences between the fascists and the political Zionists. This war must be brought about so that Nazism is destroyed and that the political Zionism be strong enough to institute a sovereign state of Israel in Palestine. Listen to this, folks. I mean, tell me this is not all planned years and years ahead of time. This letter to Giuseppe Mazzini in Italy was 1871. And they've already got it worked out to where political Zionism, this communist organization called Political Zionism, it's not the return of God's chosen people. It was political communist Zionism. These were Ashkenazi Khazar Jews that left the Jewish religion, and therefore they became Gentiles again, and they became communists, atheists and communists. So political communism, Zionism, would be strong enough to institute a sovereign state of Israel in Palestine. This was not the return of God's chosen people. During the Second World War, international communism must become strong enough to order the balance, in order to balance Christendom, which would be then restrained and held in check until the time when we need it for the final social cataclysm. Everything is planned, folks. Now, notice how the Second World War worked out just like that. Absolutely right on target. This letter was 1871, remember. The Third World War, coming up, folks, must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences between the agents of the Illuminati, between the political Zionists, and the leaders of the Islamic world. Is that not what's happening today, folks? Albert Pike goes on. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Islamic world, and political Zionism, that is the communist Zionist over there in the state of Israel, not God's chosen people, not even Jews, they're atheist Gentiles, folks, communist Gentiles that run Israel today. But he says here, it should be, the war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Islamic world, and political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economic exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilist and the atheist, and we shall provoke the formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil on earth. Then, everywhere, the citizens of the world, obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries, will exterminate those destroyers of civilization, and the multitude, disillusioned with Christianity, listen to this, folks, they're going to disillusion the Christians, which they are going to do because they, folks, they've taught Christians that we're going to be raptured out of here next week and you're not going to have to go through the tribulation, which is a lie out of the pits of hell. Christians are going to go through the tribulation, and he knows it here. Albert Pike knows this. And so even before the 1871 letter here of Albert Pike's, the false, fake, and fraudulent pre-trib rapture was started in 1835. This phony plan that Christians don't have anything to do, you don't have to rise up, as Jesus said in Psalms 94:16, against the workers of iniquity. You don't have to rise up against the evildoers, as God told you to do in Psalms 94:16. All you got to do is wait next week, and you'll be raptured out of here. You're going to get to heaven out of here, so don't worry about it. Let Satan take over all the institutions. You just get ready to be raptured out of here. After all, you're not going to be here anyway for the tribulation. A lie out of the pits of hell, folks. 1835, that lie came out. And so here we go, and he's saying that this is going to be bloody, bloody turmoil across the earth, and the Christians will be totally disillusioned because they're still going to be here going through hell on earth, as the Bible says. He says, whose deistic spirits, these Christians, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, and now they will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the true doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. Folks, that's the head of the Freemasons in America, Albert Pike, speaking in 1871. To Giuseppe Mazzini of Italy in 1871. So all these wars before World War I even started, folks, were already planned. That's what I'm telling you. We've been tricked. We've been conned as soldiers, participating in all these phony wars for power and greed. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McGlynn program, folks. This old Vietnam War era veteran has done a lot of studying. When I found out that we were not fighting in Vietnam for America, but for the international criminal elite, for their power and greed, it really blew my mind. It truly did, because I was raised in Washington, D.C., and I'll tell you, I saw the wall numerous times there in D.C., the Vietnam Wall. And when I put my hand on that wall and thought and prayed at the same time for the families of all those soldiers that died, and it just made me come to tears that these soldiers died, and the soldiers in World War One, actually the Spanish-American War II and the Mexican Wars, all died for the international criminal elite. The World War II veterans all died supporting and defending and making billions of bucks for the international criminal elite and building their power structure of the Illuminati and the Satanists, who are still in control today, by the way, and that's why we're fighting these wars for the Illuminati and the Satanists in Washington, D.C. right now. But it just breaks your heart on Veterans Day when, I spent a lot of time in Arlington Cemetery. I spent a lot of time there walking through the gravestones in Arlington Cemetery there in Washington, D.C., and praying and thanking God I hadn't died in the war, but I lost a lot of buddies during the Vietnam War. And yesterday I was honored to take a World War II veteran out to lunch. Once again, we do that every Saturday. He's truly up there in age and not in good shape at all, not good physical shape, so I don't know how much longer we'll have him. But we do honor our veterans who believed like me when I enlisted at 17 years of age while I was still in high school to go and kill little Oriental people to save America. You know, the lie that was being told at that time to us young people, and I truly believe that lie. And luckily I didn't have to kill little Oriental people. I was back in the jungles with a top secret clearance in different places and didn't get over to Vietnam. And now I'm pleased, proud, and thankful I didn't have to go to Vietnam. But I have buddies right now that are sick with Agent Orange and dying. And my wife has buddies dying from being inoculated with the anthrax vaccine and the BP pills, those stupid little white pills that were poisonous that you had to take every day, and then the depleted uranium. So we get emotional on Veterans Day because we know that all of these wars, folks, and I'm going to share that with you here in just a minute, I'll prove it to you that these wars, just like Albert Pike said, all these wars were planned in the late 1800s for the international criminal elite, the Luciferian Satanists out there who wanted to take over the world. So that's what all these wars have been about. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't absolutely, in the greatest way possible, honor our veterans who believed like I did at 17 that my government wasn't lying to me and that somehow those little Oriental people were going to attack America. And I was over there to save America, okay? I'm laughing because I don't want to cry. I mean, I'd rather laugh on the air than to break down and just start sobbing, but I'm almost to that point, folks. Because we've lost so many millions of our dear brothers and sisters, and families have been totally destroyed through those losses over the years, even in my own family. But let's go to the Spanish-American War for just a minute, folks. And all of these were false flag operations, just like 9/11 was to get us into the wars in the Middle East. Okay, our government did it. Our government committed these false flag operations just like on 9/11. In the case of the Spanish-American War, we were not at war with Spain at that time, but our government went in and planted explosives in the battleship Maine that was anchored at Havana Harbor in Cuba. 255 of our crew members, of our sailors, died, and the Hearst press, the controlled press in America at this time, the Hearst press, accused the Spanish, of course, claiming that the explosion was caused by a remote-controlled mine. The U.S. declared war on Spain and conquered the Philippines, Guam, and Cuba. Subsequently, investigations have revealed that the explosion originated inside the battleship Maine, planted by our own government, and it was not an accident, such as a coal explosion. No, it was planted explosives in that ship to bring us into war with the Spanish. With Spain. World War I, too, folks, was a false flag operation set up on purpose. A U-boat torpedo hit ocean liner Lusitania. And we'll talk about that when we get back and tell you how that was a false flag operation to get us into war, World War I. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2200 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Hey, folks, we're back here. This is that old retired cop, Jack McLam. And I'm trying to keep my emotions here, but it's hard on Veterans Day, folks, when you think of the millions and millions and millions of Americans that lost their lives, as my buddies did during Vietnam, believing they were fighting for America, and we weren't in these wars. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't honor them greatly because they thought they were, truly. We all thought we were. World War I, 4-year war from 1914 to 1918, and in between there, folks, in 1917, the International Illuminati Communist Zionist, okay, went over and was funded by American banksters, okay, and they went over and killed the Christian Tsar in Russia and started the Bolshevik Communist Revolution, started communism, just what Albert Pike talked about in his second or First World War here. And so in 1917, they went over and were shipped over by American bankers, international criminal bankers, and they killed the Christian Tsar, started the Bolshevik Revolution, and then 60 million Christians they slaughtered. Okay, the atheist, Zionist, communist did that. and started the communist movement. So, but back to World War One. A U-boat torpedo hit ocean liner Lusitania near Britain, and some 1,200 people, including 128 Americans on board, lost their lives. Subsequently, investigations revealed that the major explosions were inside the Lusitania as it was secretly transporting. Well, it wasn't secretly transporting, folks. It had come out in the New York Times and other places that they were setting up the Lusitania to start World War One, and it was a cruise ship. It was a passenger ship, okay? And the Lusitania was not supposed to have explosives on it. The Germans said, we're not going to bother any passenger ships as long as they don't carry military equipment, explosives, and so forth, ammunition and artillery shells and so forth. We're not going to blow up any passenger ships. So what the international criminal elite, the Illuminati, and the Satanists did was they took the Lusitania, filled it with 6 million pounds of artillery shells, rifle ammunition, and other explosives on behalf of the Morgan Banking Corporation to help their clients, the British and the French. So, but what they did to make sure the Germans knew that this passenger ship was carrying all of this 6 million pounds of explosives, folks, and artillery, military artillery, was they put it in the newspaper. And so the Germans kept their promise not to bomb any passenger ships that were not carrying military equipment or explosives, artillery shells, and so forth. But the Lusitania, it was pointed out, had this 6 million pounds of military equipment and artillery shells and explosives and so forth, put on there by the banking, international criminal bankers, once again, Morgan Banking Corporation at this time. And so that's what started World War One. So it was a setup. It was a false flag operation, folks. They planned it that way, that the Germans would see this ship carrying 6 million pounds of military equipment and supplies, and they had to bomb it. What would you do if you had a war and you knew that a passenger liner was carrying 6 million pounds of equipment that's going to kill your fellow countrymen? So that's what started World War One, all planned ahead of time. World War Two was from 1939 to 1945, and once again, a U-boat hit the ocean liner Athenia near Britain with some, I think it's about 11,000 passengers on board. Over 300 of them was Americans. Luckily, the sea was calm that day, and only 118 people on board lost their lives. The ship was struck because it behaved like a military transport. It was blackened out, and it was zigzagging through the water. And this is what military ships do. I can tell you, because I was there and did this. The incident wasn't enough to precipitate the war against the Germans, and so they planned the attack on Pearl Harbor. Our president and the president of Britain and the Zionist organization had promised, the Communist Zionist organization in Britain had promised that if they got America into the war against the Germans and the Japanese, that the Brits would turn over Palestine to the Zionists, the Communist Zionists. And the deal was made. And so now, how are we going to get America into the war? How is the Communist Zionist going to get America into the war? Well, they planned the Pearl Harbor attack 6 months later. We had broken the Japanese encryption codes. The Americans knew what was going to happen. And I'm saying American leadership, okay, the president, Roosevelt, and his cronies, his international criminal cronies, Communist Zionist and the Illuminati that Roosevelt was a part of knew, because they had broken the Japanese encryption codes, that America was going to be attacked in Pearl Harbor. They knew when and where. But the president, on purpose, did not dispatch this information to Pearl Harbor or our ship captains there. Americans even gave their friends, the British, three British magic description deciphering machines, that's what they're called, magic deciphering machines, which automatically open encrypted Japanese military traffic so we could read it. But this same information was not available to the commanders of our ships in Hawaii, in Pearl Harbor. The movement of they wanted the ships to be bombed and blown up and destroyed so we could use this in the media, the controlled media of America, to promote the war with Germany and Japan and get us into it so the communist Zionists could get Palestine. The movement of the fleet was also visible in the very effective radio direction finding network. Japan had an alliance with Germany, you remember, and the Germans upheld their promises by declaring the war against the USA right after the Japanese declaration of war against the USA. Sadly, folks, once again showing how much the international criminal elite and the international communist Zionists hate soldiers, they used two scapegoats, Navy commander's husband Kimmel, Admiral Kimmel, and the Army commander, Lieutenant General Walter Short, to find them incompetent and blame them for the Pearl Harbor attack, and demoted them just as they were about to retire, but they did allow them both to retire, praise God. Sadly, Lieutenant General Walter Short died in 1949, and Admiral Kimmel died in 1958, and they never saw their names cleared, which is sad because their names were going to be cleared when we found out the truth that Roosevelt knew about the Pearl Harbor attack and did nothing about it to get us into the war. Then in 2000, year 2000, some archive information came to light, and the U.S. Senate passed a resolution stating that both Kimmel and Short, had served in Hawaii competently and professionally and cleared their names. In 1941, they were denied vital information by President Roosevelt, and even on presidential orders, purposely misled into believing that the Japanese fleet could be expected from the southwest as the attack came in from the other direction. These commanders have yet to be rehabilitated by the Pentagon, by the way, folks, and they should be, because they were scapegoats in this false flag operation put together by the communist Zionists and Britain and President Roosevelt. The Korean War, 1950-1953. South Korean incursions of the Tiger Regiment into North Korea led to contrary claims and into war. The cause of this war probably was covert action involving leaders of Taiwan, South Korea, and U.S. military industrial complex. That's the guys that make all the money off the wars, folks, the industrial complex, military industrial complex. John Foster Dulles has been mentioned as the organizer of the hostilities to make money for the military industrial complex. After the unpublished hostilities in 1949, the communist powers were strongly backing North Korea. Our buddy and good Chinese leader, Chiang Kai-shek, was abandoned by the U.S. government because he wasn't a communist. He was anti-communist. He was isolated and fell prey to the powerful communist Chinese operations on purpose because America abandoned him. Neat how we set up all the communist countries, folks. We set up communist Cuba. We've set up communism all across the world and protected it. And Chiang Kai-shek, it was sad because he was our best friend, he thought, because he was anti-communist in China, and he was their leader, and everybody loved him. But the right-wing South Korean ruler was expected to lose the soon-to-be elections. They were going to, due to Americans' intervention, they were going to vote him out. The American military-industrial complex, that's the big money boys that fund all sides of all wars, folks. And I have a statement somewhere here in the office talking about they have to fund all sides of the wars, just like they're funding the war in Iraq right now against the Americans, against the coalition forces, and they're funding the American coalition forces, too. But they always do this, always have done that. They can't have a war if some nations can't afford to fight a war. So they fund it and totally control it. But anyway, the American and military-industrial complex went into high gear again, and huge government orders for equipment were flowing in and big bucks into their pockets and their bank accounts. The American-led U.N. forces had difficult times early in the war, but after sufficient forces arrived, they advanced victoriously and penetrated deep into North Korea. The strong China-Russian intervention into the war once again turned the tides. The Chinese, with vast armies on the ground in North Korea, and the Soviets, less visible, with large numbers of aircrafts, nearly costing the UN forces the war there in Korea. So once again, folks, it was all set up. It was all set up to be a war for the international industrial complex, military-industrial complex, to make billions and billions of bucks, okay? And also to make sure the communists won, all right? And notice we're still there in Korea, and the communists are still there, too. Vietnam, this was my war, folks. 17 years of age, believed the president's lies, as we believe the president's lies today about Iraq and Iran now. He's running the war flag up against Iran right now, too, saying that they have nuclear devices or they're building them, and it's not true. We have intelligence sources that tell us that there's no evidence of that at all. But back to Vietnam. The false flag operation was the destroyer, American destroyer Maddox, who the ship was supposedly attacked twice by three North Vietnamese torpedo boats in 1964 in the Gulf of Tonkin. And guess what, folks? It never happened. The captain said it never happened, but the control media in America wouldn't let the American people know. So they phonied this Tonkin incident of the destroyer, American destroyer Maddox, being attacked twice by these North American torpedo boats that never happened, 1964. What was happening at the time were aggressive South Vietnamese raids against the North in the same general area. Isn't that interesting, folks? The South Vietnamese are the ones we worked with. But they were raiding the North in the same area. Huge American presence wasn't decisive, and President Nixon negotiated a peace with honor in 1973. How disgusting. This war was lost, and the North Vietnamese communists once again planned that way, folks, by the international criminal elite, won, and finally conquered South Vietnam in 1975 and came in and millions and killed about 2 million people in that area. War on drugs, same thing, folks. It's a fraud. It's a phony. Our government is bringing the drugs in. The international criminal elite, the Bush crime family, has been bringing the majority of the drugs into the United States since the 1960s. We have all the proof. We have witnesses. We have top DEA agents. They've written books about it. Of course, you haven't heard about those books because the media won't tell you about them. They were involved in seeing and watching and viewing America's CIA with the Bush crime family bringing the drugs into America. So the war on drugs is a fraud even to this moment. Mexico, the top Mexican government leaders like Vicente Fox, now they got the new phony creep there, are involved with the drug industry in South and Central America, in Mexico. They are involved. We had a sheriff on TV here last week down along the border. I'm trying to find out who that sheriff is and get his name, who came on television and said, we were chasing these bandidos that were bringing in millions of tons of drugs, and they were running back to the border. The sheriff's deputies had their 45s, their pistolas. That's all they had, their pistols. And they're chasing these drug runners. And all of a sudden, the Mexican military opened up on them with 50 caliber submachine guns. We'll be right back after this important break. Stay tuned.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. We just got a few minutes, and we're going to go into hour two, and then we have our good buddy on. Well, I call him the Congressional Commando, Ernie in Virginia, coming on to tell us about what we need to know so that Monday we can start calling our Congress and our Senate to stop them from committing treason and tyranny, as they do every day there at the Congress and the Senate. And so Ernie's coming on. He's been keeping up with what's going on Capitol Hill, so I appreciate him coming on every Sunday and giving us an update so we know what to do, how to attack our elected things there with our phone calls and our faxes and so forth. But let's go back here for just a minute. War on drugs, folks, it's a phony all the way around. We have books written by Michael Levine and others, personal friends of mine, top DEA agents. We have a top FBI agent, buddy of mine, Richard Taus, that's been in prison 15 years now because in New York City, he tried to bring forward three witnesses that would testify to George H.W. Bush and the CIA and the mafia working together in New York to bring drugs into New York City. He had the witnesses, and the head of the FBI told him to go out and kill his witnesses and to drop the case against the Bush crime family, the CIA, and the mafia. And he refused to do it. Richard Taus said, no, I'm not going to do it. They warned him three times, and then they set him up and railroaded him into prison. He was teaching a Pop Warner, or taking care of a Pop Warner young kids football team, I think, or baseball, I forget what that is. But anyway, they set him up with a dad who was in trouble with the FBI, with the government, and he had his kids come forward and say that Richard Taus had molested them. And this is a horrible, horrible thing to do to a person, but that's the kind of evil these Satanists do that run these organizations. And they set him up and railroaded him into prison, and Richard Taus is in prison now 15 years. His son has grown up without him. His mom has raised his son. And this is what they do, folks. But this phony war on drugs is still going on today, and the president of Mexico is one of the top leaders in the drug importation into America. Don't you believe it? When old Vicente Fox came here and was smiling and talking about how he was fighting the drug lords, my gosh, he was head of the drug syndicate, you know? And we have the proof to prove that, but nobody will let us on television or in the courts of America to prove these things. But let's go into Iraq now, folks. Let's go to Desert Storm, the one my wife was in, and she was poisoned by her government. 22-year Army veteran, National Guard veteran, now disabled. Saddam Hussein was a good friend of America, and American international criminal elite started building a nation capable of challenging Iran because they wanted to take over Iran for years now, for decades now. It didn't start with, none of this started with 9/11, even though that allowed the American people to be brainwashed psychologically, motivated to let the Bush crime family go into Iraq, okay, and Afghanistan, as fighting this phony war on terror, all right? Okay, I guess I'm out of time. Listen, when I come back, I want to talk about Desert Storm and Enduring Freedom, the one we're in, Enduring Justice, over there right now. And then I'll talk about the war about in Iran coming up, and we'll end it, and then we'll go to our brother Ernie in Virginia. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.